So in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So Clarence Jordan was an agricultural major at the University of Georgia and a Master of Divinity graduate of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, where he earned a PhD in New Testament. Jordan founded the radically and racially integrated Koinonia Farm in Americus, Georgia in 1942. Racially integrated farm in Georgia in 1942. Now you might know Clarence's name because the Habitat for Humanity movement originated from this farm. Jordan's heroism comes through mostly in his sense of humor. Once accused of fraternizing with Miles Horton, a reputed communist of the day, Jordan said, "I really have trouble with your logic. I don't think my talking to Miles Horton makes me a communist any more than talking to you right now makes me a jackass." Likewise, when the Koinonia community tried to sell peanuts from a roadside stand, the Ku Klux Klan dynamited the stand. The farm and the folks gathered there, and particularly Jordan, would not give up. Stubborn and knowing they were in the right, they put up another stand. Of course, not long after, the KKK blew that one up too. Not to be deterred, the farm finally resorted to mail order with ads that said, "Help us ship the nuts out of Georgia." This kind of stubborn, righteous faith, knowing you're doing the right thing, is exactly what our gospel reading for today is talking about, right? This gospel for today is not shying away from telling us who we are as disciples of Christ. The first words we hear are, "Jesus said to the 12 disciples," the people who had already chosen to be his followers, not the masses that were just hanging on, following, waiting to see one of Jesus's many miracles, trying to figure out who this guy was. These are the people who said, "Yes, yes, I believe in you. I believe in your message. I want to be part of what it is you are doing." And he's saying to them, "Okay, and this is the cost. This is not the gospel that says to us, come and everything is going to be easy and good. This is the gospel that says to us, this is going to be a tough road. And if you are one of my disciples, you need to go out and be courageous. You need to go out and in the darkness, shout out what you have heard me saying. Shout it from the rooftops. Go out into the light. And it's not going to be peace, but a sword. Don't cling to your mother and father, but cling to Jesus. Cling not to this life, but to life for the sake of Jesus. There is no middle road here. There is no compromise. There is no middle path. It's all or nothing. You have to be all in regardless of the cost." Those aren't easy words to hear. Most of us like to take that middle road, right? Most of us like that place where it's safe. I know for me, for a long time, I used to wear my collar all the time. And when I was first ordained, Doug used to live still down in Virginia, and I was up here in Connecticut, and I used to fly back and forth quite often to see him. And I'd come back on a Monday morning and I'd have to go to work at the church. In the beginning, I used to wear my collar all the time on the plane. And always it got into some conversation with someone who either wanted to church bash or make some grand confession to me. And sometimes I just wanted to get on the plane and take a nap before I got to back to Connecticut. And so I stopped wearing my collar when I flew. I stopped having the opportunity to have the conversation with people about faith, about church, about what church really could be versus maybe what they experienced, about the Jesus who I knew and the God that I knew and the experiences that I had that perhaps were very different from the pain that they experienced from people that professed to be Christian or lived a different kind of faith than I did or understood. I didn't want to be hassled. And how many of us have chosen to not have to have difficult conversations about what it means to truly treat each person with dignity and respect and fight for justice for all people, as we who have chosen to be disciples of Christ and live into our baptismal covenant are charged in this gospel to be bold in our faith. Whether it's ignoring comments made in our workplaces, in our communities, by our friends or families at gatherings, when people say things that we know are wrong or hurtful or harmful to people of color, to the LGBT community, to any person who has no voice in our country, but yet we choose to be quiet rather than cause division or strife. Jesus here is telling us, I have come to divide you on these very issues. I have come to divide you when you stand up for love and justice and peace and truly what it means to be compassionate. Because there are going to be people that don't understand that. There are going to be people that say, yeah, but. And in my kingdom, there is no but. It is and all and us. These are hard words for us to hear. It's painful. And Jesus is warning us, it is going to be painful. And the one thing that Jesus always did was build his strong community of followers. So they had each other in this journey. So they could turn to one another and say, I just lost somebody I thought was a friend when I stood up for somebody else, when I spoke my piece, when I shared what love truly is, when I said, I think you're wrong here. So that community could take you in and say, it's okay. You were right. We love you. We're here for you. And Jesus has promised to be with us in it all, strengthening us, giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit to guide us into all righteousness and truth. We know the truth. Because it's right before us in Jesus Christ. There is no but. It's and. It's powerful. And when we stand together, and when we speak up, and we shout it from the rooftops, and we bring it out into the light, there is no stopping us from bringing about the kingdom of God. We just have to find the courage to live into who we are as disciples of Christ. Amen.